So a few years ago, I had a podcast titled What to Do While Holding. And in that podcast, I discussed a little bit about what holding was. But as I think about it, I don't think I did the best job in actually doing the explanation of what to do. So I wanted to touch base on that podcast again. You're more than welcome to go back and go revisit it. I think it was a 2018 podcast, but I think you'll probably benefit a lot more from what I have to say in this version. So previously, I stated that holding was a transitional state, but what I failed to do was discuss the states prior to holding, and then once you actually get into holding, discuss what steps that you are going to be doing while in that step. Well, in that phase, I apologize. So I discussed that holding was a transitional state. So, but prior to being in a transitional state, as we all know, there's a state of activity, or what some people nowadays, or the new generation likes to call motion. This can look like you're out there collaborating with new teams, developing new ideas, working with new people, creating new products. Then you can have a period in your business in which the cycle is a little bit slower, you know, and that's called your transitional or quote unquote holding phase. I wanted to update that phase now and kind of give it a new title and call it your data analysis phase, you know. And why I want to call it a data analysis phase is because during that time, you should be looking at the data that you've collected during the time of your activity. A lot of new businesses start off and they focus a ton on the active phase, which, you know, is, you know, where it's most exciting at. You know, you're getting out, you're meeting people, you're creating new things, you're getting people to wear it, you're getting people to share it. So, you know, that's that's really exciting for a lot of entrepreneurs. But there's that slow phase, you know, you got to get your data analysis together. You know, you got to be able to analyze what it is that you've collected. So that way, your next time that you come out, you're able to produce a better product or a better service to reach a wider range of people. So here are some things that you can consider to do while you're in your data analysis slash holding phase. One, you can make sure that your paperwork is tight. You know, are you registered with your local Secretary of State? Do you have all your necessary business licenses if you're selling products? Do you have a sales certificate as well? If you're providing a service, do you have a actual business license? You know, can you be found? Is your business a LLC or is it a sole proprietorship that needs to be labeled somewhere? Also, if you're looking for funds, you know, do you do you pay taxes on your business? A lot of times when you go out to go find funds or look for funds, they want to know if you've paid at least 2 years worth of taxes on your personal business, I mean on your personal end, and then they want to see your taxes on your business as well. So these are some things that you got to look at, and that's also data, you know, so you got to analyze that. Also, you know, you can look at your data analysis for the products that you've created, you know, or the services that you have. You know, you want to make sure that those data points or those things that you've done, you know, can translate into a successful return on investment if you want someone to come in, I mean, to invest in your business, or if you want the bank to invest in your business. Another thing that you got to consider in your data analysis phase is you also got to consider your you also want to consider your social media aspect. You know, does your social media platforms align with the mission and vision of what you and your community hold as a standard? You know, does your TikTok, your Instagram, are they all aligned, or are they just kind of all over the place, just haphazardly? You know, you want to make sure that your processes are also tight. You know, when you have your website or your Shopify, is it visually appealing? You know, did you do the best that you can to make sure that it can convert customers? Are you collecting data on your customers so that way you can provide a better product the next time that you have an idea? So all these are just things that you need to consider in this data analysis slash holding phase. One more thing I want you guys to consider is to consider making sure that you have your business plan. Because if you're going to ask anyone for money, you definitely want to consider the aspect that they're going to say, how do you plan on spending my money? And that business plan needs to be able to reflect your action plan as far as their finances going, that you're going to receive the funds, how you plan to spend it, the percentages that's broken down, what other avenues you plan to grow your business in all areas, whether it's as far as finding new manufacturers, getting new machinery, just all type of aspects that you need to consider during this phase. So if you guys got any type of information or knowledge out of this podcast, feel free to give me a like. I'm not sure if Spotify does that, but if they do, definitely give me a like, leave a like. Also, there will be links in the description below where you can join my Facebook group if you're interested in discussing business and other things and with other like-minded people like yourself. You can also, there'll also be a link for my 8-week business accelerator for up and coming new business owners who want to create their brand and make sure that it comes to fruition with sustainability. That's an 8-week accelerator program. There's different weeks in there, but the most effective is your 8-week accelerator. Also, there will be a link in there for the socials, so you can follow me on my social media platforms such as Instagram and on TikTok. So that's it for this episode, guys. Be looking forward to hearing from you guys, or hearing you guys be looking forward to hearing from me again soon. Peace.